The Beautiful Strangers by Camille DeMaio. Performed by Jess Nahikian and Sarah Naughton.
Tom disappeared several stations before we arrived in San Diego, which is just as well, since I have papers in my bag that will begin the process of my leaving him for good. We quarreled, and I am embarrassed to say that it was witnessed by a gentleman in our compartment. But I believe our words were vague enough that my identity, which I have gone to considerable lengths to conceal, will not come to light. Our argument was no different from any other since I married him 7 years prior. He is a drunkard and a gambler, rapidly wasting away the sizable allowance I'm given by my grandfather. And if pilfering that is not enough, my husband brings his railroad Bible, a deck of cards, and swindles innocent passengers out of their money by challenging them to games of three-card Monty to pass the time on the tracks. I tried to stop him once, and the slap that befell my face left a mark that I had to conceal by dabbing cosmetics on it and fashioning my long hair to fall over that cheek. Needless to say, I never interfered again, though I managed to avoid involving myself any further in the ruses, as he would have preferred. Tom's abrupt departure was a greater relief than I know how to express, but it did leave me with two problems. First, he had not yet signed the documents that will dissolve our ill-fated union. And second, he absconded, perhaps intentionally, with our baggage card, and without it I was not able to retrieve the 3 pieces of luggage that I had checked in my name. My real name. I have tried for several years to escape this monster. My most successful attempt being a feigned bout of rheumatism that sent me from Hamburg, Iowa, to San Francisco. His only contact with me was to demand more money when he'd run out of it, and I obliged with the allowance from my grandfather, forcing me to earn my own funds as a house servant. Work that I found most satisfactory after an upbringing in which I was so pampered that I never had a chance to test my own mettle. And worth it to keep Tom from following me. Craving the sun that regularly evaded the city by the bay, I made my way south to Los Angeles, where I continued domestic employment, and up until last week, I worked under the last name of Logan. I had received the praise of my employer, a Mrs. Grant, at number 917 South Hill Street, and after this jaunt to San Diego, it was my plan to return to what was a most generous position.